Hello, hello,
hello,
hello, hello down there. Hello down there.
Hello,
hello, hello.
Hi, y'all.
Hello, hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Oh, hi, hi.
Yeah, it's testing.
Stop it. Stop it.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
No, we can't hear
you. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Nobody can hear you, Carolyn.
Hello.
I'm with Jeff. It sounds good, Ion.
Yeah, it sounds very good. What, you lost your Bluetooth last week, but what do you got going for you now?
We don't know what you mean.
Okay. Oh, right, right. Okay, sorry. I was misconstrued.
Well, as long as you're strewing, it's all right, honey.
Yeah, I know.
You haven't even gone to bed yet. You're already strewing. Okay, this should tell you all something. A moniker has been set for the evening.
All right, so Ion, I haven't been able to engage you for a short bit.
Really?
On the phone. I'll say on the phone here.
Okay.
And I realize that I have been engaging you outside of this in other ways, and there's a lot going on. You said there's much afoot, and
good,
I definitely
good,
have a
good.
Sense of
quit
that.
Quit arguing for your limitations. Let's go.
I had some topics that I was thinking about over the last few moons, and I was wondering if there might be something that is more prominent that would better serve you to ask. One was just physical anomalies, the shape that I have here that I noticed recently that I was curious about on my body, if that's something different or if that's nothing. My mouth has been sort of chapped.
Good. That's better than your ass.
And you mentioned also a little bit of sort of dizziness last time we spoke, and that was something that I've experienced a couple of times. Can you speak to those things?
Yeah. Okay, now, fine. All right, here's what's happening. Your body doesn't know what good is. You don't know what hot is till you have cold. You don't know what cold is till you have hot. All of a sudden, your body's starting to work a little better than it has in the past. And all of a sudden, then you are responding accordingly. Okay? Your body's working, correct? May you feel your toes?
Yes.
May you put the flat of your foot on the top of your head?
No.
No.
Why?
I didn't
Why?
Say.
Why?
Why? Well, you're asking why. It's, yeah, if I've tried it, I haven't been able to do it yet.
Then you should. You want to be visceral and tactile in your body. So you want to be able to move. You want to know. And you're crying about some little ridiculous something. But you haven't gained the good parts that you have gained. So one is your rigidity and limberness. So, and now, what happens is in that process, you'll start to notice that you feel different, but you feel better. Like when you go to engage, you have a bit more stamina, or something that would be heavy, all of a sudden you're just doing it and you don't notice it. And if you put focus and attention on it, then you're going to screw it up because you're going to know that you can't do that. But if you don't care and you just do it, then it's like fine.
And when you're saying do it, you're saying make my body more limber.
Your body is already more limber. You're not aware of it. You are stronger. You are more together. You are, we say, better, but you don't know that yet. We say, hey, you, how you doing? You say, I'm doing fine. We say, how you know? You only base that on how you were feeling.
You're saying I've been rigid. It sounds like I'm rigid in more aspects than just being physically limber.
Yes. What do you want? What do you want? You're fighting about all this, figuring out. You don't even know what you want. We give you everything you ask for. Everything you ask for. And you don't ask. Then you wonder why you don't have. And we go, look. And then next thing you know, it's root. And then there you go. It's all south from there.
Yeah, I'd rather not go that direction.
So the point is, decide how you want it to go. You want to go this way? Just go this way.
I've been watching Believe, and for me, seeing that sort of connected back to the sort of simple message that was provided with the Chapter 23 material. Do you remember? Well, of course you do, but do you know what I'm talking about? Right? Or Or should I say the words? That's what I rather I should have said, should I say the words?
Please go ahead. The only reason is because it makes it a little bit more interesting for everybody else. We can even give you the answer. We can put it in your inbox, too. We do that, too, a lot. But it's not, you're trying to engage a bit. You know how Bob is. It's something a little new. So, okay, this there might actually some accidentally meaningful thing come out of this conversation if you keep going. So, yes, please, engage the words.
So it connected something back to that simple sort of message for me, and that's what I got out of Believe. I'm also excited about what that sort of portends or represents.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Now, let's talk about your body. Do you know where your carotid artery is?
I think I'm touching it here. It's on the side of my neck.
Okay, well, then touch the other side. You have to.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you rub it, can you feel that?
Of course I can feel it.
Well, now listen. Does it feel like it always felt, or does it seem large?
It does seem large, yeah.
Yeah, bigger than normal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you roll around in that God-forbidding bed, round and round and round. And you get the neck crick ache, and then the back ache, and then my hip hurts, and then this hurts. But you go past it pretty quickly, so you're not a whiner. That's good.
Right.
We don't abide whiners, folks. We say it'll be over for you soon. Go on. You don't do that, but you have to. The function in your body is working out okay. So let's talk about your body. Before you get out of your bed, are you able to touch your toes?
I haven't, but I think first thing it's probably a little stiff.
Do that. Do that, because now you've decided that you can't. And you haven't even done it yet. This is what we mean. You're ascending, but you won't let yourself note. And your carotid artery's increased enough, so there's enough genuine blood flow to get you there. Or we can slow that down if you prefer. But Dr. Dean would say probably not.
Yeah, I'll say I would rather it just be flowing perfectly.
That's what we're trying to say. You would know. Either way, you're asking questions about your body, and you don't even know if you can piss or not.
These anomalous things that I was experiencing, I was chalking them up to just shifts that my body was going through, but I was just...
Good. Congratulations. You know a measuring tape?
Yes.
Or a string? It is a measuring...
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Take your arm and raise it up over your head, like straight up over your head, and take
All right.
your left toe... And measure the distance from the tip of your toe to the tip of your index finger. So it'd be left leg, right hand. How long is that string? Then you do the other leg and the left hand. Right leg, left hand. How long is that string? You hold your hand straight up over your head and give the measurements of the string. And if the strings are exactly the same length, okay, fine. If they're not exactly the same length, then your body's catching up to you. So you take in and you point them up to the air, and then you bring your finger. What we want to do is we want to lower your chi just a little bit. Hold on just one second. Hey, Connie, should we try to show him, you know, his energy blowing out the candle bullshit or no?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, sorry for your luck. Okay. So if you lower your chi, then what happens is you can then find that you're more grounded. Once you're more grounded, then your body can be more visceral. Then you can do things. Do you know if you were to do a weightlifting thing, or if you ever have, do you have a bench press that you've ever done?
It's been a while, so I can't recall what it was that I did, but I have done that.
Well, was it a bar, and was it more than, say, 6 or 7 ounces?
Right.
Yeah?
Yes, I have, yes.
All right. And so you hadn't done that in a long time, so any amount would astound you, yes?
Probably, yeah.
Are you trying to be more wormy? Are you trying to be more beefy? Are you trying to be more visceral? What are you trying to do, and we will get you there? What do you want? You want bigger pecs, you want smaller stomachs, you want more hips, you want more glutes, you want more lats, you want more abs. What do you want?
I would like to activate, you know.
You already have. Next.
All right, then.
No, that don't lay down. Kick a little bit. It's very obvious by this conversation that you have the information necessary to make the jumps, the strains, the trips, the flips, the dips, the rips, the flips, the dips, the nips, the lips that you can do. And yet you keep winding back into finding some little something that you can find that there is indeed something or anything interesting regarding you. And we say there are things interesting about you, but not those little things. So quit focusing on those.
And I'm fine in my physicality. If there's something that could be
we
balanced,
we think you think you don't know. We think you don't know. You have to. We ask you questions, and you don't even know if you touched your toes. You don't know. How do you say making this statement? Well, I'm fine in my physicalness of my prowess, and you don't know. How long does it take you to achieve erection and or orgasm in a normal interaction with coitus? We'll give you a bias.
You don't have to answer that question.
Sure you do. Awesome. Yeah, you certainly do. Is it days, minutes, hours?
It's minutes, and it depends on the level of amorousness, I guess.
Depends on who he's doing it with, Ion.
Well, now that's we got that too. Because see, that's the whole point. It's not really that. Here you go. You should be able to. Well, even up with waking up with what you call a kiss hard, which means your bladder is full, so you become erect while you're trying to not pee on yourself in bed. That's the first level. But that has nothing to do with amorous, and yet it sometimes can be quite distending, if you know what I mean. Okay, so now if your body's working the way it's supposed to work, we're doing this way because we've got to shake you some way to get you into a place of what comparing normalcy is and is to. All right, now, you get to a place, we'll take over from here, we got this. You find something that makes you amorous, and you want to engage it. We don't care what it is. Sock puppets don't bother us, we don't care. Now, the point is, as far as engaging, as far as pleasuring, you should have a position where you control your semen ejaculate. You control when you're done, okay? You control it completely. That means that you can engage as long as you want to. That's a control that having visceral tactile modality in your body will allow you a great position. If you can control it, then you control the pleasure center of how long that goes. If you control that, then you control how that works. If you control how that works, then you can pleasure just as long as you want to. So if you really want to get that after a little while, you can finish and have a pretty quick recovery. Let's say you are lucky and are amorous and you hit the target and you're done. How soon or how long does it take you to recover to go again?
Not long, a few minutes.
And you can go again. That's good. That's good. But at some stage, you give out. Yes?
Yeah.
Or are spent. And what we're talking about
give up
is...
Yet.
Well, you don't give up. That's the point. And that's the point.
Yeah.
You don't give up. You can go and 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 go. And then all of a sudden, wow, you'll get quite a following, we promised.
But it's not as if I'm looking for a following.
We didn't say that. We didn't say that. We want you to be able to. We want you to be able to be like a racehorse, but we don't want you to have to.
And this affects other areas of my experience.
No, it's the only thing we can talk about that we can actually talk about that you'll hush long enough to actually hear our words that we can get your attention. We could talk about the same thing with a tricep. No problem. We can't get you to decide what you want to do, so we'll get you there. We will get you there. And if you need us to, we will treat you so many ways, you're bound to like some of them. So as you more come into your place of power, you're going to be able to decide, do you want more hair, less hair, more pecs, less pecs, more penis, less penis, more calves, less calves, bigger toenails, smaller toenails. You're going to be able to drive that. And if you ever come into your place of power, which you are, you're there, but start engaging all this power that you have, it's like you're the Prince of Wales. You're running around here as a god, and you won't ever show up to give any edicts or orders. Start engaging your power just a little bit, and we promise you, you will astound yourself with the power in which you behold. the thing that Dr. Steen has separated you from presently is the ability to, at the flick of your wrist, extinguish and or light candles. No matches. No wind. Only with your energy. Now, the movies do that. When we show it, we put that in the movie so you can tell the android me and show you how to do it. You know when the boogeyman walks in and he just rings his little fingers and all the standing candelabras light up as though something had been struck by a torch. Do you know that?
Yep.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be fun.
You can do that already.
And I'll just come into it when I come into it.
Oh, Lord, suffering cats. Lord Jesus. No, we're saying get on with it. You're asking all these questions. Start applying the things you already know. You're asking about what you don't know. Congratulations. But before you ever get that answer, you're moving on to the next thing you don't know. Let's get you right in your physical body. Let's get you... are we going for this Adonis look, or are you satisfied with that? What do you... Just, come on. Tell us your desires.
Do I give the impression that I'm not happy in my physicalness?
If you did, you'd use it more, your physicalness. We're not talking about a rocking body experience here, but don't be so spiritual that you can't have tactileness in your body. Get a little contrast. Mix it up a little bit. Come on, let's go.
You said limber it up. Is there anything along those lines that you're suggesting?
Yeah. Roll about a bit. Stretch. Touch things. Scratch the middle of your back. You know, I can't scratch the middle of my back. And we go, really? Have you tried? No.
So I'm going to try things then. Okay.
I'm sorry, we're not available right now, but if you can hang a number and a brief but detailed message to return your call at our earliest meeting. So the point is, get on with it. You're asking all these wonderful questions. You're making all these wonderful things, but we already gave you everything you've asked for and more. You haven't used that yet.
I was listening again to one of the archives where you were engaging Scott Norris about the quantum computing situation. I wanted to know if you could share if that is connected or related to the cloud and to believe and how those things might
be. It's an old moniker. That would be the pornographic version of coitus. Understand it. Do you know COBOL?
I'm familiar with that as an old computer language, yes.
Okay. It doesn't work now. But yet, all of your computing is based on it. So the recording that you're describing is what that other is based upon. But it's not that anymore. You also won't even outdone Fortran anymore, yes?
Right.
But see, you have to take your mind through the little flowchart thing. It's a triangle, it means some. If it's a square, it means some. If it's a circle, it means something else. You've got to do that. We don't, but you do. So what we have to do is we have to grind you through this and drag your little meat sack body through all these little things until we get you where you're actually happy. And all of a sudden you can slay something or, let's see, does the scripture story references make you crazy or do you care for them?
I'm fine with them. I've been reading the scriptures you've been providing.
Good. Well, then connect them, and you can. They do connect. Okay. So the point is, little David, King David, who slew Goliath the giant, the reason he did it is because he found out who he was. He'd already whooped the lion. He'd already whooped the bear. And so in the time of trouble, when the Mennonites were fixing the Amorites and the Shittites and the Ligalites and the Bigalites and the Nigalites and all the little lights, the Israelites and Israel darts was trying to get it worked out. All of a sudden, little David, who was a nothing, he came in and he said, hey, send me. God, send me. Send me. I'll do it. I done whooped the lion. I done whooped the bear. Y'all have no idea who I am. He the back of fuck up. I'm fixing to show y'all everyone how the milk got in the coconut. And he stepped right up there and there with that Goliath 100 times him ever way. He picked up 5 smooth stones. 5 bodies. 5 smooth stones. And he took that and he put it in a sling. He said, come here, you big old devil. Me and you once didn't get an ass whooping. I don't know which one, but one of us didn't go. Here we go. It was fun. Let's go. Bam. Goliath falls. He becomes King David then. And that's Bathsheba. He learned how to fuck. Now what happens is he didn't have to talk about it anymore because he was doing it. But this is the same King David who couldn't have the shoe bread off the table. The shoe bread was made for the king. And he was as king as there ever was a king on this world. And he wasn't worthy to have the shoe bread. We're sorry to say many of you share the same mistake.
Am I included in that statement?
Yes, you are.
Was King David not worthy because he judged himself?
He didn't judge himself, honey. No, no, no. You all are constantly judging yourself. That's why you have a stenographer, keeping up with what you've created and what you've not created. We're just saying don't push it. Don't push it. Don't make it a thing. Don't make it a thing. We told him to stretch in his body. We told him to get after himself. You know, we have to know what he can and can't do. Until you come into that contrast of the regulations, we said lather, rinse, repeat. You guys are just lathering. Lather. You don't get out of one damn mess till you start another one. You don't fix one thing till you tap something else. Rinse it off. Wash it away. Repeat. Do it again. And if you do that, then what happens is the contrast that you create, you'll find that it takes less and less and less and less shampoo to make the same amount of lather. So if it takes a little bitty thing to make a great big contrast that moves you to a new place, it's less and less and less and less and less because you're rinsing. So the moral of this point is that application includes rinsing. Lather, rinse, repeat. If you forget, please just pick up a bottle of shampoo. The instructions are on the back. Follow them thoroughly.
That makes good sense for me.
It's easy. You're just making it hard because you had limitations, because your mind says, well, that's not what the status quo is. Well, that's not what Neiman Marcus put on the market. That's not a Dooney and Burke bag. What do you mean? Move your body at a point where all of a sudden you can do anything you want. And then after a little while, once you relax into it, you won't even wonder, you'll just do it. Darling, it's not hard to take a 1,000-pound yearling and pick it up and tote it to the barn. Not hard at all. But if you start when that little calf is born and you take it to the barn and it weighs nothing, you take it every day. And meanwhile, that thing is just eating in the barn. That's where the groceries is. He's eating, you're toting him every day. All of a sudden, he gets to the labor, she turned and turned, and they go, look, that man, he's stolen 1,000-pound yearling to the barn. It's because you've done it every day. You don't know you did. Little by little by little by little, no one said that was impossible. But if you go start it out with 1,000 pounds, you grab him by the ears, and you don't know him, he might not enjoy that trip so much. So engage it. We've given you everything. We have taken over your whole body. Your autonomics are ours now. Darling.
And you said that you're creating, you've all begun to create because we are not. So
yes.
I'm aware of the RNA drops. Is there other things that you are creating that
we're changing polarity. About? We're changing three-phase polarity. The way polarity is changing is running through your planet. You still don't know what electricity is, and we find that just stunning. That you will not live on a planet without it, and you still don't even know what the hell it is. So, we're changing it. That's what we're doing.
You're changing it to something that we will understand?
We don't know. We you haven't so far, so chances aren't looking good.
Can you explain the new electricity?
We did just then. We changed. We're talking about polarity. Polarity is a flow. You think it's from a magnetism. You think magnets attract, they repel. Now, they're going to interrupt pretty quick because I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to keep plowing through. And then the next thing you know, you're going to hear a lot of voice clearing pretty quick here. Honey, don't you worry about it. So don't worry about it. Hi, Aunt. It's quick fun. Watch this. Here we go. Wait, just a few words we should say. We'll get them stirred up. It won't take us but 1 second. Once you find out how this planet or ball of wax flows, then you find out how electricity applies. Energy that isn't energy. It's not an energized energy. So once then you figure out how Coldplay actually applies into the resonant status, then what happens is what energy flows to in a three-phase polarity, it changes. You never have a ground fault. You never have a breaker because it flows to itself. If it flows to itself, it's unlimited supply. It flows forever, and it is consumed but doesn't replete itself. So therefore, you have electricity with zero ohmage. If you have zero ohmage, you have zero resistance. If you have no resistance, you don't know if you have electricity. The ionic flow cannot be without a resistance or level of resistance. But if you can change electricity and make it where it's not an integrated ohmage flow, then the ohmage flow is gone. There is no resistance. There's nothing to ground. And yet electricity flows. We tried this with Tesla. He made a horrible mess of this before.
Do I need to understand all that?
If you can get under it, you're certainly welcome to.
I'm happy to engage it and use it.
But see, that's the thing. You don't have to know that to be able to use it, and that's okay. You know, as long as the light comes on when you tell it to come on. Did you hear what it said? When you tell it to come on, okay. They got smart houses now, and all that means is they're smarter than you are. You can tell your smartphone to lock your house, and it will. How wonderful. Do you not see that this technology is already over you? You think you're running your P5, honey, them P5s is running you. You think you're on the Facebook's running you. You telling the Facebook what you're doing? Hell no, that Facebook's telling you what to do. We find it delightful. But there are a few gods. There's a few gods out there. There's a few gods out there, and they're going to come forth. Fear ye not.
Ian, what were you saying about a few gods coming forth?
There are a few. Maybe you need a god as an example of how to become a god.
And there's a few already on this call?
Happened. Oh, hell, spells, yeah. But they're so maybe pleasing the light themselves, they're not so concerned with others becoming it.
Ian, I have a question from CR. What is Morgellons disease? Can RNA drops help to reverse it?
If you work real hard, Morgellons disease will do what for you?
Address the issue. Will RNA drops help this person?
First of all, let's just change this up. Change this up. Stop. You don't need RNA drops. You won't renew. But that's not the point. The bigger point is you've got to deal with the largest organ in your body first. You've got to set and control your dermis. If you don't control your dermis, then it really doesn't make any difference. You would know.
What's Morgellons disease, Carolyn?
It's a thread-like fibers under the skin that show up, like you're biting, crawling, stinging, like you're crazy in the head, loco in the cabeza, delusional. Parasitosis.
It supposedly is caused by chemtrails. Yeah, seriously. I know, Ian. Really?
That's us putting more hydrogen in the atmosphere. Don't worry about that. You want more.
That's why I hear you going, really? It's ridiculous.
If you got it, we'd say go get in bugs. If you had that, go get in bugs. Go cover yourself with ants. Go
right.
To a leper colony and go with the lepers and rub that all over you. And you'd have these, and even have these scars. I mean, you can have that, they'll pull threads out of their skin. You know, they'll pull their hair out. You'll have all these other problems. It's amazing what you put yourself to and through. But if you had that, okay, we'd say take a little bit of Renew, put it on the middle of your forehead, because there ain't enough Renew on the planet to bathe in it, because Bob's got it all. He's using it all to fill the bathtubs. It's for him to take a 10-second bath and let it go immediately. That's our environment's looks, Bob. But do a little bit. And then get over that whole part, or go, like I say, go to the leopard colony, get in the ants, get in the bugs, get in the things, get in the cool of the leeches and the venom, blah, whatever. But come on, go with it. You got to face it, because you created it. It's disease.
I'm calling from Perth.
We love Perth.
Perth in Australia.
We know it well.
What's your name?
I'm Serene.
Serene, okay.
How's everything in Rockingham?
I don't go to Rockingham too often, so I don't know what's
You're
happening
good.
There.
It's glorious. It's glorious.
Have you been to Rockingham?
We're there right now.
You're there right now. Are you here with me right now?
No.
Oh my God! I'm speechless now. I've had so many questions.
Well, start. Just tear them up.
You'll have to come back to me. I'm sorry.
We think it's just so wonderful. No, we're doing this a little bit on purpose, darling. You're going to be just fine. It's no problem. Here's the fun. The fun becomes when you start engaging, it's overwhelming. Because, see, you were having an issue with your power to get through to us. Your goal, your impossible dream, was to get through to us. And then all of a sudden, we helped a little bit. Boom, there you are. Now it's like, okay, I'm here. Now what? Okay, I'm here now. Okay, I'm here now. What? We see that. That's okay. Because what happens is it catches you not off guard, but you're taken aback. Meaning,
I am. I'm back.
Good. And that's great. But then what happens is, you start finding, well, I did that. Okay, I can do this. Now, we don't mind if you borrow our power. We have lots of it. We'll share with you, but we're not trying to get you into our power. We're trying to get you into your power. But if that means you have to borrow ours to you to achieve that, fabulous. That's what power's for. That's what forever is for, you see. And if it's little by little, we're not, quote, tripping. It's not an LSD event. Just sort of flow with it. It's all good.
I've been taking the product for, I think, over a year now. Every now and then I add another completement product, and when I add that product, I seem to go to another level. It's just been an amazing ride. I've been listening every week I've been lurking in the background and listening to hundreds and hundreds of hours, and right back from the beginning when you first came with Evan Ray.
We love Evan Ray. How about Fremantle? Do you like it?
I love Fremantle. Yes, it's beautiful.
It's wonderful. You got to go down to the farmer's market. It is amazing.
Whenever I go to Fremantle, that's where I go.
You got to go to the E-Shed food market. It's the best.
Yeah, I've been to the E-Shed market. Wow, you've been around.
It is wonderful. Oh, yeah, they have this, like, stew stuff. It's kind of weird. You wouldn't really have it. But it is just bliss. You put it in your mouth and it just evaporates. It's amazing.
What's that?
And they call it, it's a weird stew, a bumblegum stew. It's probably not on the meat, but you have to ask.
Oh, you have to ask for it.
Well, of course.
I purchased the Labyrinth of the Mind painting.
Yes, good.
I had it framed and placed it above my bed.
Good.
Because I thought that this would help me while I'm sleeping to get through the labyrinth of my mind.
Okay, good. Here's what that painting will do. There are keys in that painting that will direct you through the labyrinth. We don't want to relax the labyrinth of your mind. We want you to overcome it. So by looking at that painting, you can find there are significant keys and points on that painting. You look at that painting, and if you can connect the dots, relax your eye and stare into it. You know, like the magic eye where you relax and you stare into it and there's just dots, and then all of a sudden there's a sailboat in the middle of the ship in the middle of this dotted picture. Do that with your painting and you'll start to see things. They'll light up for you. It's what happened in Da Vinci Code. Things would light up for you. And then look at that and things will light up for you and focus on those things. And when you focus on those things, that'll get you through the labyrinth of your mind. And it is wonderful, and it's beautiful the way you have said it. Very beautiful. Congratulations.
Yeah, I love it. I look at it every day on my desktop.
Yeah.
My laptop.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Do it that way too. Sometimes doing it on the in the chip body, sometimes in the CRT type, it makes it more flowy. Your mind is easy to see that way. So it might be able to move about a bit more. Because you'll be able to rearrange it. That was our point of making it.
Rearrange what? The contents of the painting?
Yes, the directional points, yes. In the Christian church, they call it the stations of the cross, if you're aware. And there's like this process. But if you can get that worked out, then it's actually a patterned flow. And this painting does that as well. Quite marvelous.
Wow.
You're very, very perceptive to pick up on that. Not many people are able to see that.
Not many people are able to see what?
What you see in the painting.
Isn't it an individual thing for everybody?
It most certainly is not. Once you hit certain levels or stages, it will mean certain things for you. But see, now we've said it out loud, so now everybody's going to be on it like a bad habit. But you're ahead of the game, so it's all right.
I've got this feeling inside of me that it's like a cup overflowing.
More than a feeling. It's more than a feeling. Your hara, the middle of you, the hara of you, is rising. It's alive. You're alive. Do you want to speed it up, slow it down, or enjoy the ride as you go? What would you prefer?
I prefer?
Speed it up, slow it down, or ride it as it's going right now.
Yeah, I'm happy with the way things are going, yeah.
Okay, then find some copper. Listen, get some copper. You have some. Get a little more copper, okay?
Copper?
Copper. Get a piece of copper, and while you're at your desktop, have something where you can like lay your hand on copper while you're just finishing doing it. Find some copper and put it like on around your mouse.
You want me to do that now?
No, just over the next little bit. If you want to ride this out.
Okay, cool.
There you go. Eat copper about, because otherwise you're going to speed it up, because you're getting better at it. Once you get better at it, then you move quickly through it. You see?
Okay.
It's like an ocean. The tide, when the tide comes in, once the waves start, when the tide comes in, the waves get bigger, and it's whoosh, 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 whoosh. Well, it's just as fast, and so as it always is, but you think it's faster. And you're saying you don't want it faster, you want it to enjoy the ride. So now we have to slow down the tide, because as the tide comes in, we must slow it down, otherwise it will be fleeting. The moon waxes and wanes. Do you want it to wax or wane? Whichever one it is, all we do is speed the waning up and increase the waxing. The same, the cycle, since there is no time, is the same. It's your position. You can enjoy the waning better than the waxing. We slow one down, speed one up. Since there is no time, you certainly will drive. Will you not?
Now, how will copper help me to keep that enjoyment
The aspect of copper is a grounding. The ohmage is very small. In copper, the resistance is very little. So if your energy is flowing, it keeps it stable rather than going faster, 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 faster. It's like a handlebar that you hold on to. It makes it more steady for you. It allows the energy of your body to be a bit grounded. That's all it does. And it doesn't have to be for all day. It doesn't have to be for days. It's just when you're thinking about it, like you're especially giddy and something is too wonderful, just lay your hand on the piece of copper. You'll enjoy it at a slower pace.
Hi, Ion. Could you elaborate and tell us some of how our bodies are changing that are taking the RNA drops that we're not aware of?
Your hands, the skin on your palms of your hand is getting thicker. Your dermis is becoming more pliable, more durable.
What's your name, sir?
Doug.
Well, what else is going on with him, or just everybody, Ion? That's just common, or that's for him?
No, it's everybody. That's everybody. And also, your arterial walls are increasing. You'll be able to sustain a higher systolic pressure because the walls of your arteries are getting more durable.
on the back of my hands, my arteries are beginning to show up more. Also, they're showing up more on my feet.
They're not showing up more. Your blood is changing, but it's more visible through your veins. You're becoming less and less dependent on oxygen, and that's what makes your blood be a different color. So as you have less of it, it becomes, well, almost ultraviolet, but more purple than red.
That's kind of like the farmer feeding the horse slowly, slowly. Every day he fed him less, and just about the time he had him weaned, the horse up and died on him.
That's exactly right. That's right. And that's also the same way you deal with fast-growing fetlocks. Keep them trim, 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 and the next thing you know, it passes away. It catches up. Iodine crystals and turpentine also helps with that, too.
Ian, I've been doing the drops for 3.5 years. What are my arterial walls like?
They were strong, but we don't know anymore, Bob.
Am I off the radar? Am I off the grid?
Off the chains. Yes, Bob, you're off the chains.
You keep telling us to start creating, or you will, and come into our path.
No, that's not what we say. You ask, do you create? And we say, we do now. Okay? Is there a reason, Ion, why you create now? We say, sure, you won't. It's like a great big huge sebaceous cyst on your body.
Get your dog.
So you lance it or we will. That's where it's coming to, quick. And you keep amping up the pressure. More and more corruption. More and more pressure. More and more corruption. You lance it or we will. No problem.
Do you create without contrast, Ion?
We do.
But all creation must have contrast.
No, it must not. No. It doesn't have to have contrast. More times than not, it does, but it's not required.
Used to be, Ion, you said there was no creation in the guff because there was no contrast.
That's in the guff. That's right. Everything is done.
Okay, but here...
Here you create, and you do it through contrast. That's how you decide, because you never ask for something you already have. So, as many times it takes contrast for you to ask it, but you could be like your earlier discussee who didn't even know he had a body. He didn't know if he touched his toes. He didn't know if he had a head. He didn't know if he fucked or
Thank
not.
You.
He didn't know. He didn't know. We were leaving it out. So once we convinced him that he does fuck, then we kind of got interested, and it was much better.
Now, and I appreciate that.
So the point is, that becomes a creation without contrast. He didn't know where he was.
Yeah, what a
contrast.
When you're telling us to come on, get on with it.
You don't have to. We used to. We were bound.
Okay, I just have
we were
to say,
limited.
Like,
we're no longer
what?
Limited. Creation.
Am I not creating?
You are. Are you aware that you're creating?
I'm aware that I'm often not aware.
So now you're saying, okay, Ion, so we're creating, but we don't even know we're creating. We go, wow, doesn't sound like very much contrast to us.
Do you mean, do you want us to start creating not by default?
That's a good way to say it. And at the end of the day, we really don't care anymore. We did, but we really don't care anymore.
I knew it.
You guys disappointed Ion so much.
I knew it.
She doesn't even care anymore.
If you can't please and delight yourself, how in the world can you trust non-physical?
Yeah, you're going to lance it if we won't. That's a bit of an interesting comment. That's your pimple.
What's
yep,
a pimple?
That's right.
A pimple. There's a head.
Or a boil.
It's coming to a head.
Yes, it's coming to a head.
So
and you're adding
on?
Pressure.
Bothering anything. Ion, I guess I require some assistance with not creating by default.
Then here's what you do. You deliberately set standards, singers and standards. You have a car, yes?
No.
Would you like one?
More than a car, I would like a driver's license.
You don't need a driver's license to have a car.
I can't drive a car without a driver's license.
You don't need to drive a car. You just need someone to drive you.
Okay, I would like to have a car and drive it.
Well, here's the point. In a car that's not yours or going to be yours or could be yours, it has a radio. And deliberate creation would say you get to say how loud the radio plays. And you also get to choose the station in which you listen to music, like the Vestal Goodman channel or something significant that you want to embrace. So that would be a creation, having that ability. But we say, once you come into your place of power, not only can you do all those things, you get to say what song plays next. That's the power we're speaking of. And that'll be in your own car, with your driver's license, with your driver.
There
in a white Maybach Landaulet. Beautiful.
Yeah, how would she get that, Ion?
She would create it.
How would she create it?
Luckily, she doesn't have to. They already make them. She just has to allow one in her experience.
How would she allow
it? How would
I do
that?
How is she not allowing it?
She would milk a brown cow and pour the cow's milk in a bowl and put Tutti Frutti in the bowl.
Now, brown cow.
Here's why.
And then eat them. And then she would shout, a land of lay.
See some Bible verses, Ion. That'll help.
They don't like the Bible verse. They want to do the Book of the Dead. They want to do the Maranaki bullshit, but whatever.
I am not aware of where I'm blocking my ability to create.
So now let's confirm that into a question. Hey, Ion, could you give me some direction, or is there information that I'm just so blatantly absolving myself from that's not...
Yes.
Easily, seamlessly making everything I want flow freely and easily to me. We go, well, what a wonderful question. Yes, there are some things that are blocking you from you. You habitually question your veracity. You even question if your question is okay enough to ask non-physical. You even ask if your question is okay to ask. Your asker's broken.
Well, so that's because I don't want to hear
Indeliberate. Then don't use the degree of separation. You ask degree of separation questions, that's what you're going to get. That's what's wrong with your creation. Every answer you comes from a degree of separation that goes nowhere. Then you get it like Bob said, that Ion, you talk to him with who, what, when, where, how. You can't know nothing. You can't get nothing. You can't figure out nothing. I don't know what we're talking to him for. We ask these endless questions that don't go anywhere that if we gave the answer to that don't apply, because the what doesn't even allow you to know that it is. The what doesn't even allow it into your own creation. The who doesn't even know who it applies to, and you can't even apply it. We give you every power under the world and the sun. Hell fails we already have. And you wouldn't know who, what, when, where, how, or what to do with it. Who, what, when, where, and how is a degree of separation is useful when you're describing something. This is how you do it. It also works out nice for Howie Mandel, but this is how we do it. Don't make it be about why you don't know something. Why? Because if you're acknowledging why you don't know something, if you're going to tell us why, that's fine. But if you're asking why, then you shouldn't give the minutes that it takes to confront that in your realm of reality, because you will never come with an answer that's meaningful. It will be frou-frou, puffery.
I understand that the who, what, where, how, when, and why are keeping our separation.
Well, it's not keeping you a separation, darling. You can't get an answer. Let us ask you some degree of separation questions, and we promise you, you won't be able to answer any of them. Why aren't you a God? Well, you are. Okay, well, why aren't you activating your place as God? Well, I don't know. I ask why. I don't know. Okay, who are you? Who are you really? Are you a God? If you don't know the answer to that, where are you going from that? Yes, I'm a God. Okay, do God stuff. That's what gods do. Gods do God stuff. Let's go.
Right, so...
So soften it. You can take a stick of butter and freeze it so hard that you can cram it through a man's heart and take his life with a stick of butter. You can also slather him up so much that he wants to die because he's so greased up, so loved up, he don't know what's ended up. See, same stick of butter. It's just a conditioning. The only difference between a raisin and a grape honey is moisturizer. Now what we're talking about is you coming into your moisturizer. So if you're dry and crackly and can't seem to get your skin, your dermis to capitulate, smooth it up a little bit. Grind off the rough edges. If it's hurting, put something soothing. Get a balm, a soothing balm, and rub on it. Don't make it to do. The inflammation, this hotness, the burning in the belly. Oh, Lord, Dr. Bean, there it is again. The burning in the belly comes back, and it just, you can't have it any other way. You won't give up. You must have it. And once you do that, then you allow it to flow, okay? And do it little by little by little. Find music that you like. Find music that speaks to things that you desire. If it's love, there's lots of love. And if it's dogs or symphonies or William Tell's overtures or Vestal Goodman, of course, everything comes back to Vestal Goodman, no contest there, but that's a sidebar. Find those things and embrace the music, the timing of the rote music. Sometimes can soften the edges. It can take your vicissitudes and assist you in forming more accurate platitudes. You created something today. Do you know what you created?
I don't.
There's your trouble.
Why don't I know?
Why? There you go.
Yep.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Why don't I know? Who am I not to know? Where was I when I didn't know who I was?
Should know.
You damn Skippy, you should know. That's right. You're Skippy. You should know. See? So, now, soften it again. I mean, we can convince you to go blow your damn brains out. That's easy.
No. There's no answer to that.
We can conduct the easy.
That's I'm going to do this at some point.
Well, come on, then. That's what we say. If you do that through contrast, we don't mind. It'll be so pleasurable, honey. Ride that train. Steer that pony. Make it go. Shoot a little bit. It's okay.
So, Ian, she just has to start stating that she knows. She just has to start stating that she knows she created.
No.
Is that enough?
No.
The words would do
she
it?
She won't allow it. If it were.
No, no, no.
Were,
but if she did it, if she did it, the words would be enough, wouldn't they?
No, it would be, but it's not. She's got to have a position where she recognizes in her tactile, visual body that she wants something that she has excluded from her realm of reality. And then she's got to pinpoint that thing and then force it, capitulate it into her environment and cram it down her throat hole. Finally. And then it's like, oh, that's creation. Now, get the hell out of my way. Next. And then you
so
do
that's
more
up to
and
her.
More and more and more.
That's up to her.
But
that's the way she
is.
Wants
it's
it.
Always is. It's always
so
asking.
You, the
but she's
way
asking.
She has to
but
have
she's
it,
asking.
Like
she's asking. She's asking for a different, better way. That's why we're making this so obvious. The simplest thing is to even
obvious?
Recognize the show. Well, of course, duh. If you're so damn smart, how are you able to get to non-physical to answer your questions directly and still can't hear the answers?
Yeah, like if I created my way here.
You got your ass here. How do you get out? So this is how you do it. You find anything, okay? Did you have a warm drink today?
Yes. Tea or coffee?
Yes, tea.
So you created that?
It was microwave.
I sure did.
And you allowed it into your experience?
Yeah.
Okay, we've made living water. Do you have living water?
Not yet.
Okay, is there a reason that you separated it from your experience? You could say, well, I'm in a becoming state, and I'm not quite ready yet. But I know I'm about ready, because now I found out there is this thing that I desire, that I don't know I desire, because I would like the residual benefits from it.
Yeah,
I like Renew.
Word.
I didn't know new Renew. They made Renew for me. No. I created Renew. I created Renew because it's available to me. Okay? I like Renew, and it does things for me. or other people said it does things for them, and I would also like it to do things for me. So then they look at you, get this product, it comes to you, you take a hold of it, and then you can apply it to your meat cell body. And for everybody on the planet, it seems to have some causal interaction. Sometimes you don't know it immediately, but sometimes if you've got an old injury, sometimes it takes a little longer. If you've got something fresh and new, it takes it right away. If you've got young wrinkles, they go away immediately. If you've got old wrinkles, it takes a minute. It does. That's what you all want it. So you don't want instant, because you say if it's instant, it doesn't last. So therefore, then it does not.
Oh, that's why we don't want instant.
We do the liar thief processing in our brain.
You're doing that, the labyrinth is serving you, you see, it's keeping you entertained, because that's what you really like. Because you really like a god. It's like when you check in to go on Survivor Island, you really don't want to go, but it's just kind of like fun. Then you get there and you know that there are big lighters. You just flick your dick and it makes fire. You really don't have to find flint and beat rocks to make smoldering cantilevered fires. You don't have to do that because you know they're big lighters. Well, in this stage that you're in now, you're God, and you know it's just a matter of flicking your big, and you're there, but you're having great fun of trying to find out the flint and get a rock and scratch against the rock and take it, rub the little thing, bend it in a circle, and then make it friction, so much friction that it causes a combustion, and the combustion without match tips, you know, put a little sulfur oxide in there, that'll get going too, but set the thing afire that you created fire out of no thing. Yeah. You see? And it's about the same way with Coldplay. I mean, we've done it. Y'all didn't. You haven't. But we've done it. So good. It's not a problem. It's easy. You want it. You got it. Toyota.
Quick question about the Renew. So you told me to put some on my wrist, and you told other people to put it behind their ears and under their eyes. So I did all of that, and then I had a crazy...
Good for you.
Is that what caused my body to heat up and feel sick, or was that menopause?
No, it wasn't menopause. Your body did heat up, but actually what it's trying to do is burn off your excess candida. Don't you tell Dr. Dean. We're not having it. Do not tell Dr. Dean.
Why are so many women's bodies currently wayward homes for yeast?
Because you are a petri dishes. And you're becoming, so you flow, the power, your power is influenced or increasing more. So therefore, if these barnacles, the bigger the ship, the more the barnacles attach, well, the more energy you have flowing through you, the more prolific all life is. Now, the lives that you're talking about are the candida that we like, but Dr. Dean just will not abide, and we understand all that. But y'all know how she is. When she's like a snapping turtle, when she fights, she's not going to turn loose. So we have to go with that. However, your body natural with your sugars, the new sugars, the super sugars that you're ingesting and building generation after generation upon generation, and they have the documented proof to prove the goddamn words anymore, just saying that allows your body to build insulinos in your system, in your meat sack body, done with a bilirubin blood test, documentable for you all, you ridiculous little humans, if you need that. And then what happens is you start being able to spin down blood. We did this last week, and we went through every little tidbit of it, blah, 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 blah. So you got all that, even down to specific molecular density of those lipids and amino acid bases. But that's on either side, either way. So the reason your body presently is embracing candida and or yeast positions is because your engine is running purer, hotter, richer. You are digesting food more than you've ever digested. Really digesting. Your body is starting to really kick in as far as doing what it normally does. There's no food questions anymore, and we are so pleased because you know we're not going to have that. Eat whatever the fuck you want to eat. Don't make it be about the food, because if you make it be about the food, the food may not be right. If you make it be about the money may not be enough. So don't make it be about that. If you don't think of me about that, then whatever you eat is whatever pleases and delights you.
Do you have stuff to say, Martin?
Are there any factors that I'm not considering before or actually going further into the book of the subgenius?
C33, H36, N406.
I think, Martin, that's the first time Ion's given the chemical formula as a non sequitur appearing answer. That was unique.
I'll go to the next question. Weren't you in human? Is there any factors of considering there?
Yes. The yellow breakdown in all humans. That's the hue.
That's like the bile with the jaundice from.
Yes.
What were you saying, Martin? What the hell was your question?
It's the gallbladder trying to deal with the calcium. Well,
the letters H-U in human?
Are they what?
It's spelled H-A-E-M-A-T-O-I-D-I-N.
Humanoid.
What about the H-U, Martin?
Does it mean something else other than...
yellow bile. The yellow substance, brownish yellow substance found in bile. H A E M A T O I D I N is where the hue from a hue of a color cometh from. It's what bilirubin used to be.
Who's this bilirubin, girl?
It's a chemical in the blood that's a breakdown product of. Bile.
Okay.
It's a fluid that's made by the liver. The liver processes sugar in a different way. The super sugar through the liver is a cleanse. It reverses the ketotonic or what you call cirrhosis of the liver, which is the extra sugars that are found in the alcohol that tickles your gizzards. This reverts that back to natural healthy dermis flesh.
That was evoked by Martin's question on what is HU.
No, he was asking about hue. He wasn't asking about H-U. He was asking about color, of hue in the human, a hue or a pigment.
Why'd you give him a chemical formula when he was asking about going into the book of the subgenius?
Because a venipuncture is the only way to do it.
The what puncture?
Venipuncture.
Venipuncture.
Vena.
Inject it. And he has to inject the book. Are you telling him to inject the book, Ion?
No, that was his first question, Bob.
Yeah, I'm back at the first question.
That's what hue means in the human.
That's something objectable.
Okay, I got it.
So if you got it, then the conjugated bilirubin from 0 to 0.3 milligrams per deciliter would be normal, direct, okay? But yours, once you ascend, will be much closer to 1.427.0 milligrams per deciliter.
So, Martin, what did you get about the book subgenius, the hue, the liver, the bile? What are you getting?
I think the word human, right? You have the word human. And I believe what Ion is saying is that the injection of color.
It does what? You didn't finish your sentence. The injection of the color. What?
You don't have to worry about it being not physical. You'll never get past Bob.
You want to know how far to go into the book of genius, and he gives you a chemical formula, and then maybe it becomes bile and yellow and a bunch of shit. Well, is that what it is? It's shit?
No, Ion pulled in the hue to give more reference to the bilirubin that he talked about a little while ago because no one picked up on that. So he just used that as a way of magnifying the bilirubin as a way of being a measure of ascension.
He hasn't addressed Martin's question.
Not so much.
So then Gilbert's disease would give a hereditary condition, which would be an increased level of bilirubin. So then what happens is you could then have a gene line to get you back to God. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, what you're saying is that because super sugar helps to clean out the liver, there will be probably transitional bilirubin increases that nobody will be able to figure out.
And that's how you'll be able to tell if dissension is not. They're all going to say that it's Gilbert syndrome, but it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah.
That's systemic and generational. And if that's true generationally, everyone should. But if they come up with these positions of increased bilirubin, then what happens? That's what's going to affect the whole system. See, your bile is going to be different. The toxins in your body aren't going to be toxic anymore. But they're going to see this as bad, 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 bad. But it's not bad, 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 bad. Do you see?
So after the transitional phase of, you know, sort of the dumping and cleansing, will the bilirubin then come back into balance?
No, it'll go even higher. And they'll say you're dying of pancreatic cancer. And if you look at pancreatic cancer cells, you're going to go, my God, that's the perfect cell. Imogene, would you look at that? I can't believe that. Look at that. That's a perfect damn cell. That cell is perfect in every way. It can get started. It goes on forever. It jumps around all over the place. You mash it and bust it. It comes out somewhere else. You take a double-barrel butcher knife and saw it off, and it grows right back. And you remiss it. It gets remissed, and then it squirts out somewhere else. You have a suitcase full of that stuff. That sounds like the way to go. Hey?
Does that mean our skin's going to turn yellow?
No, but you will hold your color. You will have a more rosy color. The way you've got it going right now, a small amount of your older blood cells, they're replaced with new blood cells every day. The bilirubin is left after the older blood cells are removed. Then the liver helps break down the bilirubin so that it can be removed from the body in the stool. But what we're saying is that increase is a good thing. It won't have any effect on the albumin, which it normally would, but it won't, you see.
So the test will read...
And you'll say, yippee, I'm a god.
And the doctor will say, why aren't you all yellow?
That's right. They say, why aren't you all yellow? And it must have overrun you. You go, well, it'll be over for me very soon. Nothing you can do to help me. I'll just go on my happy way. Thanks for the fish.
But there's no reason for us to have tests like that anymore. We're rescinding.
We understand that, but that wasn't the question, darling. The question was, is there any way that I can find a way to prove beyond the shadow of a living doubt that I have moved from this residual position of a less than state, that I can prove that I was God from the Garden of Eden and I became forth to create this marvelous ball of wax as it rolled and pitches and yawns and all the 14 degrees of movement that allow me to be able to seamlessly go from world to world to world and have the ability to move in my power. I must have some truth. I must have some documental strength. I must have some slide. I must have some slide that proves that the I shall exist. It's the way I came back to God. I must have the proof. I must have the trademarked mark of the mark, or I'm not going to be God.
I heard Angela, I believe it was Angela, ask you for some special little download, and we've all been getting so much shit lately because we're asking the wrong questions, and you're all pissed off at us, we hear. So can you just give us a little treat, give us all a special little download, cheer us up?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to let God be God. Romans 9:14-33. Get it. Somebody get it. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it.
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy.
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
Want to continue with 17?
Yes, please, King James.
17. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh.
Who is Pharaoh? Tell us who Pharaoh is. God. Pharaoh was God.
For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up.
Even for this same purpose have I, God, made you Pharaoh God. Now I put this down right here to remind you, you ridiculous little sot, that you are indeed God. Just like I told Pharaoh that he was God. Now twitch your little twat up and get yourself together as God and let's move on with this thing.
That I might shew my power in thee.
There's power involved in this God stuff.
No that I might shew.
No one said that no I might shew about power. The shew. There's a shew. It's a really big shew. Bobson
shew.
KLN. Is there a shew? Yeah, and Bobson doing that KLN from ever ago. Go one more real specific. Act like you're trying to tell us something.
And that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. 18. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. 19. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? 20. Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? 21. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? 22. What if God, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction?
Absolutely. Welcome to our motherfucking world. Avarice and grasshoppers, grandgraff with her toot, pretty toot, and the Jimmy Finchin to sit of the mitt. On sofa, sofa, stew of the evening, bookies full stew, a bodican, a boss in the thimble, theater, but they're all her inborn intent from grandma's grammar. She has it there. If there is a third person, masquerine, Finland, or nutter, being spoken of bad, it moods, pursues from a person speaking to her second, which is direct object that she has spoken to, with, at, and to, the dative of the oblative, for even if absolute, it is always of interest. So spake grammar on the emphasis of her imperative only mind, your generous towards his reflexiveness, such as I was your grandpa Bot's trousered. Whore of a man, if when him was me, Eden and mine, what the loody saying is, Annalee. Timmy Hawk.
You're muted, Bob.
There is comfortism in the knowledge that often hate on first hearing comes of love by second sight. Have your little syntax in the dunk of subjunctions, dual and duel, and prude with pluriel. But even the errorious chap around whatever plottered, perfect anent, pretty dotes, and haec genua omnia may perhaps chance to be about to be in the case to be becoming a pale Peterite, in spite of all your tense accusatives, whilstly your wall floored like your geraniums for the better half of a yearn or sob.
Dear, who can tell a willy winkle from a warthog? For you may be as practical as is predictable, but you must have a proper sort of accident to meet that kind of being with a difference. Lame as he fumbles, but frees on his fist. Every letter is a godsend. Ardent Aries, Brute S. Horus and Glib Ganymede, like Stellus Zeus. The old mag hearest of all, to me or not to me, sayest thou quest on. What's her bup? Just clee voo, for a gentleman thou are, I am a quan is.
A game over? The game goes on. Undanti Umaroso, M5050, a Greek word which I can't pronounce. Cook.
Search me.
What is it?
Cook.
Search me, the beggar, the maid, the bigger the mauler, and the greater the partark, the griefer the pinch. And that's what your doctor knows. Oh, love, it is the common knownest thing, how it pashes the plutus and the pup. Pup, pop, and egg she active, or spoon she passive, all them fine clauses and Lindley's and Murray's never brought the participle of a present to a disponent or to Trixie. Vindicatively, I say it, from her post-conditional future.
With her brutal finding to let off and feeling dead in herself is love worse living. If she can't follow suit, Renee goes to the pack. Improper frictions and maledictions and men's urations makes me mad. Long and short is primer of black and white witchcraft. From her post-conditional future, lump sum is who lump sum pays. Quantity counts, though, a sense falter, yoking apart in a big oration, parsed to one side, a brat Atlantic choose from so many, being of a solicitor's appendix.
A pipe clerk or free functionist fly swatter, that perfect little cad, from the languors and weakness of limber-limbed lassihood till the head, back, and heartaches of waxed-up womanage, and heaps on heaps of other things, too. Note the respectable Irish distressed lady.
We're answering a few questions since been in rare Finneganese, y'all.
And the merry mustard froth blowers of Humphreystown Association. Attack first, quicks after. Beware how in that hiss of tail of Schlangder lies liaison to tease awry. That's the French word for ear awry. To vert and bow at proper pension, but learn from that ancient tongue to be middle old modern to the minute. A spitter that can be depended on, though Wonderlawn's lost us forever. Alice, alas, she broke the glass. Little Locker, you know, her real name was Little. Little Locker through the leafery, ours is mystery of pain. You may spin on youthlet's bike and multi-please your Mike and Nike with your kick shoes. Now look at that, Nike and kick shoes right there.
And Mike, I think one of the athletes, yeah. Mike was a Nike guy.
Yeah, your Mike and Nike with your kick shoes on the algebra.
O'Mara Farrell.
But volve the Virgil page and view the O of woman as long when burly those two muters sequent her. That's your part there, Virgil Indibus. You're supposed to say that part. So
from Nubob.
Nebob.
Nubob. See you never stray, who'll nim you nice and name the day.
One has just been a reading, has not won, yah, in the memories of hireling plenty, wars and so. Heard all gaga of the O'Brien, the gaggle's all out. He's just a nuts on white mate, he has not teeth nor the grit so to chew. And that's what's wrong with Lang Lang Worm, old wobbling gold curly. Now that everyone has successfully had time to go make a little nosh, go to the bathroom and make a nice cup of tea, can we go back to the realm of reality?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
So far. Now, all that part of the wake does explain Billy Rubin and all the parts of the heat and the flashing and go through every bit of it. Does everything we've done so far. Bob was very quick to catch on. Well, it was the old rugged cross, but he hung on.
It's
Loyette.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to ask, it's kind of personal, with about my sons. I'm kind of worried about my oldest one.
Well, if you'd quit worrying about them, they'd do better. But yes,
I know. They always do better when I relax and allow it.
That means that you either trust them to be your children or you don't. If you don't trust them to be your children, you should have them sacrificed.
Oh, no.
Went away. How easy. Okay. That's basically what you're doing. If you turn right back around and say, well, now here's the problem, and we've been working this out, and I just can't keep beginning to do the right thing the right way.
Yeah.
You're doing just that. You are slaying them.
I am?
You certainly are. So, continue on. We'll let you do it, and we'll show you. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, my oldest son's particle theory. Is he in the right direction, what he wrote?
Nothing wrong with what he wrote, but is there a question?
There's a physicist at Triumph that is reviewing it, and I was really hoping that he could get some feedback from them and from him, and I just didn't know if maybe he would get it or not.
Doesn't matter. You can't convince those who don't know it that they know it from something they don't know. You can't convince them that they know it from someone who doesn't know it, who teaches about what they don't know.
Yeah.
So the answer to that question is not so much. But here's what happened. Once you set a bio, if you divide and parse a string theory, okay, you can take string theory and take a quark and run it through string theory, and it undoes the whole process. Just the way he has his particle infusion or envision, we call it an envision, the way he lays a particle, the age of a particle, how a particle is, or a sustenance position of a transitional post-dated time from a flow, the particle flow would prove time. But there is no time. So it would unprove time. If you'll go at it from that aspect, you'll change the hypothesis a little bit, but you would literally then be able to use nanoquarks to disprove the passing of time.
Quarks.
To prove there is no time.
Okay, so he was basing
it's
it on
kind of what
time.
He's trying to do. He was right. That's we know, but that's what I'm saying. Don't use it to prove a false premise. Use it to disprove a right premise. There is no time. His research will prove there is no time. And the ridiculous, we could say some other expletives there, but they're really not necessary. But in his free-flowing flop of the flipper doppers, he can prove the point.
Mm-hmm.
Win the day. Stop making their children think. Do you hear us?
Yes.
Cease making your children think. Is their thinking helping them?
I don't know.
It's not. It's not serving them at all. That's what caused this whole thing. If they had to think about it, then they found out it's not a thinking man's cane. But then they had to write words and prove that they can't think, and then they're proving that they don't think because they can't think, because if they think they thought the thumb thought would already be thinking. And if the thinking thumb thought, then you couldn't have to think about a thumb thought because it's already thumped. If it's done thump, then it's a done thump thought. It's already past tense and it's old. So now you're writing about ancient history. And after about two thinks of a thump, then all of a sudden Finneganese starts to sound makes sense, doesn't it?
So, if I let all that
flow,
go.
Let them don't let it go. Just don't force them to think. You ask them a question, let them answer it. And then leave it be at that. Don't undo the very thing that they've come up with.
Yeah.
Let them go with that. They're trying to show you how to be God. It's not working very well for you, is it?
No.
So, let
is
him.
Is he ascending? Is he ascending more higher than I am?
Already is.
He already is?
Absolutely. Look at the easy, smooth, simple way that very difficult things go. Oh, that's normal. That's very appropriate. That's the way it's supposed to be. But everyone else just looks in disdain of how in the world did you come up with this? Yeah?
You're right, actually.
Well,
wow.
That's the point.
Because he was coming up with stuff like 5-6 years ago. He was coming up with all this stuff that I'm learning now from you. And I thought, wow, where did that come from? Renting his clothes, and he bought this sprouter down there. He was going to sprout foods, and he was just talking about. And then he was reading the Torah, and we're not Jewish. And I thought, well, wow, where is this kid going?
He's trying to find every reference in every language, even the Book of the Dead. They all come back to point you back to God. Every single one of them points you back to God.
He gave me a copy of the Emerald Tablets to read about seven years ago and said, you read this.
Right. We've done those. You can get those.
Did he read them?
Yeah, he read it, and now he doesn't believe any of it. It's all bullshit.
Good. Good. Beautiful. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets their wings. wonderful. That's great, because now you're past it. But it's euphoric. It's bliss once you're there. Just because a dog returns to his vomit doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
The point becomes then, there are very wonderful parts of that that you can then let him have our version. It may change the conversation a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you'll have a different, because we're not going to push against. We're going to embrace. Because
yeah.
He's getting it. But the only fault that comes along is you incessantly question his question. Why can't that just be a question? Is there something wrong with there being a question? How many questions does he have that he doesn't find an answer to? He always finds an answer. Always.
I noticed that.
And it always works for him. Because that's the only one he has to please and delight.
Good.
So now what happens is you free him for joyful obedience. You free him for joyful obedience, and he will astound.
He is anyway.
That's what
you want. Same with my other son. Yeah,
of
they're
course.
Both.
But the other son's very different, though. The other son's very different. He chaws differently.
Yes.
Describe the help. If you think it's helping him, describe those words.
He seems a little more intuitive, though I thought he was intuitive before. He just seems to be a little more...
Okay. Do you know sharp knives?
Yeah.
And then when you really have a good knife sharpened, and it just slides through a tomato like whoosh, and you go, my stars, I never knew what a sharp knife was till now. That's what you're going to come into. The insight into, and not intuition, but tuition, that he'll come to is already brilliant in our opinion.
Really?
Well, it's not glib. When is he glib? He's on point most always, yes?
Yes.
We didn't say you were going to like everything he said.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. He does throw a few. Yeah.
That's our point. It's okay. That's fine. That's just, that's called automation. Automation. When the body autonomically responds, then it will. Okay? And it won't ask and it won't apologize and sorry didn't do it. They do. Now, watch their gratitude when you think they're not being grateful, which they always are. But when you start questioning their gratitude, that you are moving heaven and earth on their behalf and blah, 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 they all of a sudden snap back pretty quick and capitulate, do they not?
They do, yeah. Oh, I've never really worried about the gratitude. It's just something that I enjoy doing.
But yet you question it always. You're consistently checking up to see how you did. Maybe it isn't about them. Maybe it's about you. Maybe it's about you coming into a place of power that can allow them to be God.
Yes.
They want you. You want them. But if they're God, there's not much room for you.
That's true.
So, let's let you be God, darling. Let me tell you, this gets way good, way gooder. This is the gooder part. The gooder part is when you can interact and engage with your children as God. Now, all of a sudden, we're having a very different conversation. Be easy. Do you know a bath? Like a Calgon take me away tub of water. Draw a bath, bubble bath for you.
Okay.
A hot bath. Find you some good magnesium. Put it
Epsom
in the water.
Salt. Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, okay. I need some more magnesium.
Okay. Well, no, you need to balance. You need to soak you in some magnesium. Dr. Dean will help you with all that.
Well, I've got my Remag, so maybe I need some.
Engage
that,
but that's you do. But the point is you want to balance it inside out, because you're trying to have the problem in outside in. So when you're having the problem outside in, you got to go inside out. So the outside is your children having issue in question. The problem is you coming up to your place as God to be that standard. Singers and standards for them, which you're questioning in yourself. So the way to solve that is with a balanced magnesium world,
mm-hmm.
because you're doing well, everything is fine. but you will want to balance the magnesium in your meat sack body. It will allow you to more easily flow with these knowings that you kind of agree with. Because, see, your kids come up with this crap and you embrace it. You have no way to know that it's okay or good or not or over or under everything we're having to do with stuff. And yet somehow you do. And in the doing of it, we like that part because it doesn't squelch some. We like that part. However, it shouldn't have to be validated. So the validator is what we're trying to magnesium away. The take a number dispenser in the kitchen, it's not necessary any longer.
Oh, really? Good.
You see? Because what happens is you can only service one customer at a time. You service them thoroughly, but you can only do one at a time. You don't require that anymore.
Oh, that's a relief.
You can mass communicate. You don't have to one at a time anymore.
Okay.
Why can't you just take some money and throw it around and have a little fun for you? Is there something wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Is there a lack that we may address at this stage of your world that does not allow you to engage your power as God to manifest any of that which you require, desire, or like?
Do you want me to ask that question?
No, we are asking you that question.
If there's a lack?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't.
We can change this conversation once we're here. And see, we got the bubble bath is okay because that was a thrifty, frugal way to look at it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We could do it with milk from red heifers made into a cacao slurry and make a basic hot chocolate bath that cost about $4,700. Would that be better to engage? It would be fun. Would that do it?
Nice.
Is that better?
Raw milk.
Is that what? The point is it's not about that, but you wouldn't have that because that'd just be a ridiculous waste.
Yeah, be not thrifty.
When we say, what about God is thrifty?
There is nothing like that. I can do what I want.
Good. That's right. And then that'll take the heat off your kids and make you be more God.
Yeah.
It's good. Just love them, honey. That's all you got to do. They already love you. Just love them.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we weren't kidding about the magnesium. And if you wanted to have a chocolate bubble, you can go to the Hotel Hershey. No, really, go to the Hotel Hershey and stay in the suite. And they will bring buckets, stainless steel buckets of pure cacao and draw you a bath of chocolate.
Wow, it's that's magnesium.
Orchestrated. It's orchestrated. Please.
Cool.